The following is an exclusive presentation of the Southwest Georgia Network. Welcome to the High School Football Roundup Podcast, an inside listen on high school football in Southwest Georgia, only on the Southwest Georgia Network.
Welcome back in to the High School Football Roundup Podcast here on the Southwest Georgia Network, southwestgeorgianetwork.com, and on Twitter, it's WJ Network. I'm Walter Johnson. And hard to believe, it's 6 weeks down, 6 weeks left to go in this 2022 regular season. And it's the week beginning Monday, September 26, 2022. And as this installment of HSFR gets underway, and the big breaking news has to do with the weather outside and with the imminent approach of Hurricane Ian. And as of right now, it's expected to make landfall along the west coast of Florida near the Tampa Bay region by the time, and it's already... the hurricane's already out in the Gulf of Mexico as I'm speaking. And as a result of this, several games have been moved up to Wednesday of this week. So if you're listening to the replay of this podcast, and then please note that the following games will be played on Wednesday instead of Friday. And the Monroe Tornadoes were scheduled to play host to the Thomasville Bulldogs on Friday, or actually it's Thursday, September 29th. As this is being recorded, it'll be moved up to Wednesday, September 28th, in order to avoid Hurricane Ian. And then same thing is true for these other games. League of Tallahassee, Florida at Colquitt County. That's in Moultrie. And the Pelham Hornets will play against the Lanier County Bulldogs down in Lakeland, Georgia, just northeast of Valdosta. And the Cairo Surveymakers will host Shaw Columbus to open Region 1-4A play this week. So I encourage you, or actually I encourage anyone that's listening to follow the Southwest Georgia Network on Twitter, SWGA Network. And also, I think I'll do a few updates on the track of Hurricane Ian on the Spotify channel. And that's anchor.fm/SWGA Network. So you listen on Spotify or, of course, wherever you get your podcast. And moving right along, how about a brief midseason update on each team going region by region? I'm gonna move as fast as I can, again because of the sense of urgency. Try to be brief here. And starting Region 1-7A, you got Valdosta sitting at 6-0, their first 6-0 start since back in 2014, not even a whole decade ago. And the Wildcats outlasted McEachern, the Metro Atlanta area. Powder Springs, Georgia, Cobb County, final score 24-14. Valdosta gets the win. And Colquitt County overcame a slow start to beat Cedar Grove, the defending Class AAA state champions out of Atlanta. 39-17 was the final score. And as I mentioned earlier, Colquitt County will host Lincoln to Tallahassee, Florida on Wednesday, not Friday, October 1st. Again, Hurricane Ian expected to dump a lot of heavy rains on a good portion of the Southwest Georgia Network coverage area, and the heaviest rainfall will be in the eastern portion of our area. So, and please keep that in mind. Unfortunately for Colquitt County, I think they're the only team in Region 17A that's in action this week. And Lowndes pulled off probably the biggest upset in week six in the state of Georgia last week. Upset number two, previously undefeated in number two, Grayson. Another team from the Metro Atlanta area in Gwinnett County. Final score 24-14, Lowndes. Probably the biggest win to date in their short stint under first-year head coach Zach Grage, former Thomasville coach, and Lowndes is now 3-2. So Lowndes going into the bye week with some very high spirits. Seeing as of right now going into Region 17A play. While Austin and Colquitt County, look like the obvious teams to beat. I'm going to move on to Region 16A. And you got Houston County and Thomas County Central, the only teams that are undefeated in Region 16A at 5-0. And the Bears, took down defending back-to-back Class 5A state champion Warren Robins 28-8. And 28-8. Houston over Warner Robins. And Warner Robins falls to 1-4. And the way things are going right now, I think the Demons will be lucky if they even win another game. And as for the Bears and the Open Region 16A play on the road against the Lee County Trojans in Leesburg. And that game might end up being moved up because of the approach of the hurricane. And Thomas County Central remained undefeated as well. And Yellow Jackets improved to 5-0 with a 48-13 win over Godby down in Tallahassee, Florida. And Lee County was off last week. And they'll host Houston County. And then Veterans is 4-1. And the Warhawks picked up a 21-9 win over Northgate out in Noonan, Georgia. And Northside of Warner Robins moved to 3-2 on the season with a 29-10 win over Crisp County. And Tift County got finally, after a rough start, an 0-4, finally picked up its first win of the season. And as they needed overtime to beat Gadsden County, Florida, 27-24. And the Region 16A lineup for this week. And, Houston County's at Lee County. Veterans visits Thomas County Central. And Tift County goes to the north side of Warner Robins. And see, and right in Lee County is beginning this quest to win its sixth straight Region 1 title, sixth straight region title period. I mean, that dates all the way back to 2017. That was when the Trojans won the first of back-to-back state titles in 2017 and again in 2018. So, let's see. Yeah, so Lee County, obviously, I think they have what it takes to win back-to-back. Made that six titles in a row. But still, I mean, it's going to be a challenge facing a Houston County team that's off to its best start in quite some time. Same with Thomas County Central, although that game, it's not until the last week of the regular season. Marins is doing well. 4-1. North side of Warner Robins. Barely above 500 at 3-2. But picking up that win over Crisp County. That'll give the Eagles some momentum. And then Tiff County, obviously, been a rough start for the Blue Devils and the second-year head coach, Noel Dean. But I think it'll be interesting to see how the Blue Devils will fare going into region play that starts this week. And going to move all the way down to Region 1-4A. And the Cairo Syrup Makers moved to 4-2 on the season. Seeing the Cairo Syrup Makers move to 4-2 on the season after crushing Salem. Final score was 62-0. 62-0. Cairo wins easily over Shaw. I mean, correction, over Salem. Cairo beat Salem 62-0. And seeing the Syrup Makers are currently the only one out of the five teams in Region 1-4A that currently has a 500 or better overall record. I mean, that currently has a winning record, period, at 4-2. And again, due to Hurricane Ian, the Syrup Makers will host Shaw out of Columbus on Wednesday, September 28th. I mean, that's Wednesday. Yes, Wednesday, September 28th. Not Friday, September 30th. And then some of those games could be moved to Thursday or maybe Saturday, depending on how fast Ian moves. Hurricane or tropical storm, Ian. My thinking is it'll be a tropical storm by the time it makes a significant landfall into northern Florida by Thursday night. So Cairo, and so it'll be Shaw and Cairo down in Cairo on Wednesday, and that's the only Region 1-4A game to be played this week. And the Bainbridge Bearcats, Bainbridge has played an incredibly tough schedule so far in 2022, and the Bearcats had a 16-0 lead over Ware County down in Waycross last week. But the Gators got off the ground in the second half, scored 22 and a half points, held on for the 22-16 win. So Bainbridge not only falls to, so Bainbridge, despite the loss, remains ninth in Class 4A, and that's according to the AJC, Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Georgia High School Football Daily poll. So, and usually when a team blows a double-digit lead like that and eventually loses, it usually costs a team like Bainbridge in the rankings. I mean, maybe cost them a ranking. But I think, obviously, and whoever votes on this poll every week, each and every single week, I think they take that tough schedule into consideration. So Bainbridge led 16-0 on Dontavious Brodnick's 42-yard interception return with 5:16 to go in the first half. And then a muff punt in the fourth quarter eventually led to Ware County's winning touchdown. And quarterback Bo Smith finished 22 out of 37, passing for 167 yards. So the Bearcats are off this week and will host Westover of Albany to open Region 1-4A action on October 7th. And speaking of Westover, the Patriots also had a rough night. The Westover Patriots losing to another team of Patriots in north side of Columbus. Final score 35-0. And then you have Hardaway at 1-5 after losing 50-21 to Peach County. And gonna move things along really quickly. How about Region 1 AAA? And the Darty Trojans, as well as the Motor Tornadoes, the two teams from here in Albany at last week off, and Darty. And Darty will take its perfect 5-0 record into their Region 1 AAA opener, hosting the Crystal County Cougars. And and the Monroe Tornadoes hosting the Thomasville Bulldogs, and that game has been moved to Wednesday night, Wednesday, September 28th, due to Hurricane Ian. And Darty will host Crisp County, weather permitting, and seeing Darty, and see, hard to believe at this point in the season, going into the second half of the season, week 7, that both Darty and Monroe are combined 9-1 overall. Darty being 5-0, Monroe 4-1, and the Golden Tornadoes' only loss so far this season came at Cairo. And so, matter of fact, who can remember at any point that any of the current three high schools here in public high school teams here in Albany, Darty and Monroe, would be as successful as they are. I mean, going into the end of September, heading into October. I mean, and obviously, I think a lot of people expected Darty to be good, but to be 5-0 or better, to be 3-4, 5-0 or better, going into the second half of the season. I mean, so, and obviously Darty has been a very solid team. And then Monroe to be 4-1 at this point, that's remarkable as well. And elsewhere in Region 1 AAA, Carver-Columbus going to the 3-1 after winning 28-6 over Hapeville Charter, and Carver bounced back quite nicely after losing to Northeast Macon, and Carver fell from being the number 2 team in Class AAA all the way out of the poll, and Crisp County falling to 3-2 after the loss to Northside of Warner Robins 29-10, and then Columbus losing to Mary Persons 49-21. Carver-Columbus against Columbus High to open region play, and Thomasville was off last week. Again, Thomasville comes to Humil Stadium to face Monroe on Wednesday night ahead of Hurricane Ian. And then Region 1 AA, Fitzgerald opened Region 1 AA play, barely outlasting Dodge County 20-12. And the Purple Hurricanes, fortunately, are off this week. So, obviously, the Purple Hurricanes, under the defending Class AA state champions, under head coach Tucker Pruitt, obviously could use that time off this week. And the Worth County Rams, and one of the highest scoring games of the season so far, outlasted Berrien 56-46. And following that game on social media, unfortunately, I was unable to even listen to the game online, or live audio only stream, much less watch it on streaming video on the internet. Still, but I had to watch it on social media, various social media sources, and that was a high scoring game. Unfortunately for Worth County and first-year head coach Jeff Hammond, and the Rams somehow managed to pull it out. And final score once again, Worth County 56 burying 46, and the Rams are back at it this week, traveling to Eastman, Georgia, to face Dodge County, and Cook, Open Region 1AA play, with a 31-15 win over Jeff Davis. And the Sumter County Panthers had last week off, and this week they'll travel down to Adel, Georgia to face Cook. And Jeff Davis hosts Berrien. So have so a quick summary of Region 1AA play. And let's see, Jeff Davis is at Berrien. Sumter County goes to Cook, and Worth County goes to Dodge County. Again, that's weather permitting. And how about and moving on down the line to Region 1 Single A, Division 1, and Brooks County was off last week, and as of this week, and the Trojans out of Quitman, Georgia, were scheduled to host the Pike School out of Alabama, but that game was canceled for whatever reason. And Irwin County was in action. And the Indians out of Osceola cruised to an easy 38-7 win over Metter. And Irwin County is back at home this week, hosting Swainsboro and the Pelham Hornets. And took it on the chin against Bleckley County. Bleckley spelled B-L-E-C-K-L-E-Y, Bleckley County Royals out of Cochran, Georgia, about an hour southeast of Macon. And Bleckley County cruised to have an easy 63-7 win over the Pelham Hornets. And Pelham visits Lear County in another game that was moved up to Wednesday ahead of Hurricane Ian. And Bacon County at 1-4 overall was off last week as well. And they'll host East Lawrence this week. And thinking in the areas in East Lawrence is in East Dublin, Georgia, about an hour or so southeast of Macon, east southeast of Macon. I think in the eastern part of the state will probably get the heaviest rainfall, but and still I think many people here in southwest Georgia, south central Georgia, and around the Valdosta area would still need to be alert. And how about region, and go to Class Single A Division 2. And the Early County Bobcats won a defensive struggle over Mitchell County, final score 7-0. And you're going to see defensive struggle. So, how did that happen for Early County to win only by a 7-0 score? And Aston Grimes threw a 34-yard touchdown pass to Jermarian Stapleton with just 14 seconds left in the first half. That proved to be the game's only scoring. And Mitchell County never got inside Early County's 20-yard line. So the defense did an excellent job. Charles Williams had 3 tackles for losses while rushing for 45 yards and 10 carries. So Charles Williams did a good job. Charles Williams had a good performance on both sides of the football. So the defense, for the most part, got the job done, kept Mitchell County off the scoreboard. Once again, 7-0, Early County. And Early County is now 6-0 on the season. And Early County, hard to believe, one of just 2 teams in Region 1 Single A, Division 2, that has a winning record at this point in the season. And the only other team in Region 1 Single A Division 2 that has a winning record at this point is Patola Charter out of Edison. The Patola Charter Panthers out of Edison, Georgia and Calhoun County, just some 20, 30, 40 miles west of Albany. And Patola Charter cruised to a 44-8 win over Houston County, Alabama. And Patola Charter is on the road this week at Georgia Christian down in Lowndes County in the tiny community of Dasher, Georgia. Dasher spelled D-A-S-H-E-R, Dasher, Georgia. Again, that's weather permitting. So Early County, and Patola Charter, by the way, is playing a non-region schedule, and therefore they're ineligible for postseason play. So even if Patola Charter were to win out the rest of the way, and you won't see the Panthers in the playoffs. No one will see the Panthers playing the playoffs this year. And Early County is the obvious favorite in Region 1, Single A Division 2 at this point. And the Bobcats had the week off. And then and the games played this week, weather permitting, in Mitchell County at Terrell County, Randolph Clay at Miller County, and Seminole County at Bakenton. So that's how things shape up in Region 2, make that Region 1 Single A Division 2. And how about Region 2 Single A in Division 2 and Turner County? Fell to 1-5 after losing 46-34 at Dooley County. And the Titans are off this week. And Lanier County at 2-3 overall was off last week as well. And the Bulldogs will host Pelham in one of those games that was moved to Wednesday. Yeah. And then Atkinson County moved to 2-3 after edging Seminole County down in Donaldsonville. 30-29, hosted McIntosh County Academy, and Charlton County at 3-2 was off last week, and Charlton County will make the long trip up into Dublin, Georgia, to face the Dublin Irish, and looking at the, let's see, how about some private school, and taking a look at the GIAA this week briefly. And how about the Deerfield Windsor Knights? And the Knights moved to 5-0 on the season. After pitching a shutout over Terrell Academy from Dawson, final score 21-0, Deerfield Windsor. And the Knights are doing well under third-year head coach Jake McCray. And elsewhere, Brookwood of Thomasville fell to John Millage Academy in not a close game at all. And John Millage won easily 56-19 over Brookwood down in Thomasville. And down the road near Valdosta, Valwood fell to North Florida Christian, final score 51-10. And let's see, another teams from our area. And Southwest Georgia Academy, 34-20 winner over Pullington, and Georgia Christian lost to Robert Toombs Academy 55-30. Let's see if we can get in some more games. And so I think that's going to do it for this installment, a slightly abbreviated edition of the High School Football Roundup Podcast for the week beginning Monday, September 26th. And obviously, Hurricane Ian will be the big story this week. And then not just how much rain will be made from that storm, but also how many games will be affected. And the best thing to do for anyone that's listening is to continue to follow the Southwest Georgia Network on Twitter and SWJ Network for the latest developments on hurricane, a tropical storm, even the tropical Ian, or whatever it becomes by the end of this week, which will be, and the games will be played, will be no later than Friday, October 1st, 2022. Anyways, I just thank you for listening. Stay safe. God bless you and goodbye. And stay safe, especially. All right. Out.
This has been an exclusive presentation of the Southwest Georgia Network. The Southwest Georgia Network is online at southwestgeorgianetwork.com and on Twitter at SWGA Network. Thanks for listening.